This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump briefly left the military hospital where he is being treated for COVID-19, riding in a vehicle to greet supporters gathered outside. Mr. Trump departed the hospital in an armored SUV and remained in the vehicle as he drove past a flag-waving and cheering crowd outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. He teased his surprise departure in a brief video pause to his Twitter page. He said to be very eager to resume campaigning. The White House Press Secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, said on Fox News that Mr. Trump is very hopeful about getting out there in short order when the doctors deem it appropriate. Mr. Trump's tested positive for the coronavirus late Thursday, 2 days after debating Democratic nominee Joe Biden in Cleveland, 2 weeks to the day before their next scheduled face-off in Miami. Biden has since tested negative. State and county officials in the state of New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who were at President Trump's Bedminster Golf Club for a campaign fundraiser on Thursday and asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. Anyone who was in close contact with the president or staff is being asked to quarantine for 14 days. Officials recommend waiting 5 to 7 days from the event to get a COVID-19 test to prevent false negatives. After the White House announced early Friday that President and Mrs. Trump tested positive for the virus, it sent the New Jersey officials a list of 206 people who attended Thursday's event. Local officials are contacting employees as well. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic Sunday, despite weeks of rising infections, but he warned that the country faces a bumpy winter ahead. Britain has Europe's highest coronavirus death toll, and Johnson's conservative government is facing criticism from all sides. Opponents are calling for tougher restrictions to suppress a second wave of COVID-19 that has already swept the country. But many in Johnson's right-of-center party argue that restrictions must be eased to save the battered economy. Johnson told the BBC the government had to strike a difficult balance and he couldn't take a course that could expose us to tens of thousands more deaths in very short order. Australia's coronavirus hotspot of Victoria will look into ways to increase testing for the disease to bring the spread under control in an anticipated easing of the state's stringent lockdown restrictions. That is according to Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews. New daily coronavirus infections in Victoria, Australia's second most populous state, fell to 9 cases on Monday, down from 12 in the previous days. No deaths were reported. Victoria accounts for 90% of the country's 894 COVID-19 deaths. Since the start of the year, the state has conducted about 2.7 million tests. Australia has one of the world's highest ratios of tests per capita. Despite the outbreak in Victoria, one of the lowest numbers of the coronavirus cases. The U.S. Supreme Court begins its new nine-month term Monday ahead of a battle over confirmation of President Trump's nominee to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. A Republican bid to invalidate the health care system known as Obamacare and a hotly contested presidential election that could end up being decided by the nation's highest court. If President Trump's nominee to replace Ginsburg, Federal Appeals Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett, is confirmed as expected by a Senate controlled by his fellow Republicans, the court's ideological balance would tilt further rightward with a potent 6-3 conservative majority. The court kicks off its term, according to custom, on the first Monday of October. It will hear two cases argued by teleconference due to the coronavirus pandemic. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.